Now it's time for Turf Talk with Ernie McCreed. We've got 7 races on. It is Tradies Day on today over at the Esperance Bay Turf Club. Run us through them.
Yeah, morning, Dragon. Morning to the listeners. Yeah, we'll get through them. Race 1 is at 2:12. Tips for mine are number 3, Shakedown. Run a good third in Esperance last start from number 1, He's a Royal, and number 5, Pirates Mistress, ridden by Lisa Stables. Race 2 at 2:47, the Mackenzie's Electrical and Refrigeration Service Maiden. I'm going for number 2, Righto, good second at Mount Barker last start. Down to number 11, which is Universal May. Merrill Haley down here with a heap of horses, and putting in number 10 for third, Jazz Me Up, Rod Brown, and ridden by Craig Stables. Race 3 at 3:18, the BD Partington Building Contractors. Pardo's always out there to build a house for you. It's at 3:18. Going down to number 6, Amerta, Peter Fernie, down from Kalgoorlie. A good fourth at Esperance behind Heaven's Gate last start. From number 10, Fiesta Felix, fourth to Friars Gates. It's a drop in class for this bloke, so it could go right. And putting in number 2, Even More Alert, with a few other chances in that race. Now race 4, going the Austral Bricks Metalex Handicap at 3:48 over 1,100. Going for number 5, Penalty Point, trained by Rod Brown, and Craig Stables aboard. Craig, very good rider down here. Good rider anywhere. From number 1, Adrian McPhee, and number 2, Bay Publisher, another one of Merrill Haley's gallopers. We're going into race 5, the Sharp Brothers Proprietary Limited Handicap. This one I'm going for Alan's Choice. Roy Rogers come over from Albany. From number 7, Swift Sis, Craig Wright, he's based Ascot. And number 4, Senorita Bonita, another Peter Fernie trained one. But there's a few other chances in there. Scotty Too Hottie, Swift Sis, Southern Warrior, and also Meritocracy.
I picked Scotty Too Hottie last week. Oh, yes. The other week.
And try for another week there, mate. It did run second to Heaven's Gate, which was a good run.
Okay.
Race 6, the MBA Insurance Service Handicap at 4:56. Last start winner was Saturday Skies. Very good winner, beat Modern Touch. And you look back at it, Saturday Skies had won a listed race. It's won a few in Kalgoorlie, goes okay. But a real good field again, this from number 1, Hey Bro. That was third to Saturday Skies, and number 2, Viking Forest. So, yes, 7, 1 and 2. And can't leave out Dark Shot, Jane Hossel, which it's won a few races down here. And it was favoured for the Cup last year. Unfortunately, it just bumped itself and had to be scratched. But it's ready to go again. Putting in Dark Shot for fourth. It may run first up all right. And in the last, the Bay of Isles Furniture Handicap. Going for the last start winner, Friar's Luck. Brucey Hyde's training that. He did give a sneaky tip on it last time he was in the studio. But number 5, Friar's Luck to win from number 6, Illuminize, and down to number 8, Celtic Wizard. But then leaving out last start winners, Heaven's Gate, Ready to Fire, was a good run at Albany. Few chances there, certainly in the last. So that rounds off a pretty good day for the races on today, Friday. And the first race, I think I missed out, the Stearns Glass Maiden at 2:12. Rager, thanks again for having us in.
Not a problem. Make sure to head down there. It's Tradies Day over at the Esperance Bay Turf Club. Ernie, thank you.